This is Dr. Lee dictating history physical. Patient name Washington William. Washington. William. William. Date of birth 8/4/1934. Place Future Care Charles Village. Date of service 1/1/1st, 2024 is a history and physical, history of present illness. This is a 89-year-old gentleman. He was at the rehab facility and he was reported to have a fall, altered mental status. Patient was sent by the ambulance to the hospital. Patient was evaluated John Hopkins Hospital emergency room. Subsequently admitted. Patient has a CT of the head was done. He was reported to have a seizure-like activity. Stat MRI stroke protocol was negative for stroke. Neurology consulted. Patient has a dementia with declining memory. His MMSE score was 12 over 30. Stat EEG of the brain done. No epileptic focus identified. Blood pressure was labile. Patient recently reported to have multiple hospitalization due to failure to thrive, worsening dementia. Patient was managed in the hospital, but in blood pressure medication adjusted. For seizure-like activity, isolated right hand shaking, negative MRI, negative EEG, neurology, they said no recommendation for anti-epileptic drug, syncope versus fall, history of SVT, status post ablation. He has a small bruise, left periorbital area. They also did syncope workup including echo, EKG. There was reported to be reassuring. After stabilization, PTOD done and patient was sent to the subacute rehab. They discuss the case with the patient family because patient has dementia and the family decided patient to be do not intubate DNR. Patient has dementia, not able to make decisions. Today when I saw the patient family is at the bedside, his wife and the daughter. Patient is very confused, not very good historian, memory deficit, dementia, but he denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever. Past medical history. Number one, dementia, vascular in nature, behavior, disturbance. CKD, SVT, status post ablation, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, dyslipidemia, prosthetic hypertrophy, gouty arthritis. Social history, married, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. Family history, patient couldn't tell. Medications upon discharge, nifedipine XL, 90 mg daily, thiamine 100 mg daily, Tylenol 500 mg every 4 hour, PRN, albuterol inhaler 2 puff every 6 hour, PRN for wheezing or shadow breath, allopurinol 300 mg PO daily. Aspirin 81 mg daily, benzonate 100 mg capsule, 1 capsule 3 times a day, finasteride, finasteride 5 mg daily, hydralazine 50 mg tablet 1.5 3 times a day, lidocaine patch apply for 12 hours. Melatonin 3 mg, 2 tablets daily, Miralax 17 mg daily, Pravastatin 20 mg daily, Sinusite / Dacosite 1 tablet twice a day, Flomax 0.4 mg daily. Through our system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital, urinary, no hematuria, neuro, confused, disoriented, not very good historian. Left periorbital ecchymosis noted. Physical exam, patient is awake, forgetful, disoriented. Blood pressure 160 over 80, pulse 87, temperature 97.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse oximetry 96%. Blood sugar is 127, body weight 141 pounds. Head, no hematoma. Eyes anectaric, left periorbital area, lower, below the lower lid area, there is small ecchymosis area. But no skin break, no bleeding, no ENS discharge, neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, barfum positive, extremities, no edema, no cough tenderness, neuro is awake, forgetful and disoriented, very confused, but not agitated at this point. Allergy is not known. Assessment, patient is readmitted. Plantar postfall with a left facial bruise, left periorbital bruise with ecchymosis. Next line, syncope versus unvitreous fall. Workup done, unremarkable. Next line, change in mental status is worsening dementia. Next line, prosthetic hypertrophy, next line CKD, next line history of SVT, status of ablation, next line diabetes mellitus, next line hypertension, next line dyslipidemia, next line gouty arthritis. Next line, history of diabetes type 2. Last A1C was in 5.6, not requiring any medication.
This patient of yours is born Deborah, did you see her?
Who? Yes, just saw her.
Okay, and the GIA called me and said that the eye is swelling. And when they just look at it, it's just like a puffy, it's the same thing. I mean, it's very different between the left and right of the cheek.
Yeah, she didn't tell me anything, I just came out of her. I can go to her again, no problem. I can reassure her.
I didn't see any difference.
Sometimes when you have a low protein, CKD, she doesn't have CKD, but low protein and sometimes fluid overload a little bit. But I can look and let you know, okay?
Okay.
Currently, the plan will be to continue all his current medication for precautions. Patient family has decided patient to be DNR, DNI. I will discuss with the family again in detail. At this point, he still has agitation and confusion. We'll also have psychiatry follow the patient. Treatment discuss with nursing staff and with the family. All their questions answered. Thank you.